8:49, good morning. Well, coming up next week, the Summit County Library will host the grand opening of a new book locker in Hanifer. On the phone with details, I have Summit County Library Director Dan Compton. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So, what's a book locker?
Well, it is this really neat system that I learned about back in 2017 in Chicago. And it's just a wonderful thing for rural communities. People can have access to any materials in the Summit County Library's collection, and they can go to this locker and scan their library card. The staff will bring out their holds to them and assign them to a locker, and then they can just come in with their card and scan it and pick up their materials, and they can also return their materials at the locker. So it's going to be a game changer for Hanifer to have this kind of access, whereas before they had to travel about 20 miles round trip just to even get a book or return a book. Or we had the bookmobile stop there every other week, but it was only for about an hour and a half, so they just didn't have great access to our collection.
So will the bookmobile continue to run, though?
It will.
All right.
We plan to continue to go out there. We do programming. We do story times and things like that. But, you know, for people who are working, it's really hard to get there during the middle of the day when the bookmobile is there. And so we're hoping that this will help them feel more connected with the library and that they'll want to use it more.
So where's the locker located?
It's adjacent to where the town council meets. It's at 150 West Center Street. It's right in a park as well, which is great to have that kind of access for the community. The town donated some space for us to house the locker, and that was one of the reasons we were able to get a grant, I think, to fund this. So,
all right. So we say locker, but it's actually several lockers. I mean, so that
correct.
The book that I've got on hold, somebody can't take when they open up the locker.
Exactly. So there's 18 individual lockers, and each locker can fit about 10 items or so. And so we'll bring your items out, and we can fit them into either one or two lockers. And when you come and scan your card, it will only open the doors that have been assigned to you.
Okay. And again, you said that you'd seen this in Chicago, but it's just something that's kind of making its way to rural America?
Yeah, and this is the first one of its kind in the state of Utah, so I'm hoping that this will inspire others and even serve as a template for other communities in Utah who, you know, would like to provide this kind of access. The equipment is expensive, but when you look at the cost of actually building a library and staffing a library, it's actually pretty inexpensive option for communities to do something like this, as long as you know, they have access to a collection somewhere and somebody can run those materials out there.
All right. And then how would somebody, they just go online to make their requests?
Yeah. So when you're on our website and you're placing holds, you can just select Hanifer as your pickup location, and that will let us know that we need to get those items out to the locker. Or you can always just call a librarian and tell them the same thing, that you want them delivered to Hanifer, and we'll take care of it for you.
And then how many stops are you making to Hanifer each week?
The great thing is our Colville branch librarian actually lives in Hanifer, so this is just going to be part of her daily routine. She'll take the materials home at night, and then the next morning she will deliver them to the locker. So this will be like a Monday through Friday service.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what's great is they can access the locker 24/7. And, you know, even at our regular libraries, you can't do that right now. So it's going to give them wonderful access.
So any other locations in Summit County, something like this would make sense?
You know, I thought a lot about that, and I think it does. My next kind of wish list location would be the Oakley, Peoa area, I think. That's where I'm thinking of next. So we'll see what happens. If this one's successful, who knows? I'd like to continue to explore our options.
Yeah. What did it cost then to install this?
So the equipment itself, we got a grant for $27,600 for the actual locker system. And then Hanifer donated the space. And then Summit County Library also put some funds in for like the internet connection, a firewall, and things like that. So when it's all said and done, I would say the total project would be about $35,000 to $40,000.
Well, a lot cheaper than building a new library.
Right, correct.
Okay. Hey, I also wanted to give you an opportunity to talk. The Camas branch is hosting the All-State Utah High School Art Exhibition. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so every year we're able to apply for some of these traveling exhibits from the state. They do a wonderful job. We've been able to get them in the past at the Kimball Junction branch. This particular, and now that we have the new Camas Library, we now have a space to do these in Camas, which is wonderful. This particular show is sponsored by the Springville Museum of Art. They do this statewide high school art competition, and they select some pieces from that competition. It's open to 11th and 12th grade students in public and private schools throughout Utah, and so this display that we have in Camas is going to be some of those best pieces that were submitted. It's a great opportunity to come see some amazing artwork that when you look at it, it's hard to believe it was done by high school students.
Yeah, and it's on display in Camas till how long?
It's up until September 20th if you want to come see it. And I'd like to thank the Summit County Public Art Advisory Board for installing a system so that we could hang the artwork without, you know, damaging the walls. And now in the future, we'll be able to do other traveling exhibits, so they were a big part of this as well.
Okay, and then I know I'm going to have you and Adrian on eventually talking a little about no more library overdue fines. I know it's something you're working out now with the library board for Summit
yes.
County. Where are we on this? I mean, are they still considering it? Or
definitely, I've heard that Park City is moving forward, and that definitely helps strengthen our case to do it as well to avoid confusion in the community. And it would be interesting if one library was doing it and the others not. So we're really close. We have our next library board meeting is on September 20th, actually out in Hennifer, because they're going to be looking at the new locker system. But that's where they will be making their decision to move forward or not.
Okay. And there's talk about it. I mean, you know, you have to eat a little bit of humble pie going in with a book that's, you know, overdue by a couple of weeks. But yeah,
sure.
I mean, part of it too is like, oh gosh, I don't have the change on me to pay the $1.60 fee. But the idea is that you would probably get more books back?
Well, the thing that really motivates me to do this is I hate hearing stories about, you know, a child who they didn't get their books back for whatever reason, whether it was, you know, a lot of times it's the parents' fault. And then they get a fine, and then, you know, the parents say, you can't come to the library anymore because I can't afford to pay, you know, this fine. That's just something that we can't afford to do, so you're not going to be able to go to the library anymore. And I just think that's horrible. We do not want to prevent anyone from using the library. And we found that the amount of money that we're taking in from fines is not that much, and we're putting in a ton of resources, staff time, into taking these fines. And then we're also keeping people away. And so that's what's motivating me to pursue this. I think it's a great idea. I think it's time for us to be forward thinking and try different things. And some other libraries in Utah have done this, Salt Lake City Public Library, Tooele. I think even Davis County has gone forward with things like this. So I'm ready, and I feel like I have support from the county to move forward, and now we just need to get the library board to support it as well, and we can move forward.
Okay. Again, the grand opening of the Book Locker in Hennifer, everyone's welcome to drive out. That's what, September 12th, when?
So Wednesday, September 12th at 1 o'clock, we'll have a ribbon cutting there with the county council and some members from the Hennifer Town Council as well. So everyone is welcome to come check it out.
Okay. Hey, Dan, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Dan Compton is the library director for Summit County. KPCW News Time now, 8:59.